With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. First it was France, then Britain and Canada. Now it's Australia.
Australia will recognise the right of the Palestinian people to a state of their own, predicated on the commitments Australia has received from the Palestinian Authority. We will work with the international community to make this right a reality. Australia is making this statement today following our cabinet meeting as part of a coordinated global effort building momentum for a two-state solution.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese heard on the BBC. His remarks come as Israel's leader speaks out.
At a news conference Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended a military expansion in Gaza, saying Israel has no choice but to finish the job and complete the defeat of Hamas.
Our goal is not to occupy Gaza. Our goal is to free Gaza, free it from Hamas terrorists. The war can end tomorrow if Gaza, or rather if Hamas, lays down its arms and releases all the remaining hostages.
Netanyahu insists that Israel has no starvation policy in Gaza.
If we had a starvation policy, no one in Gaza would have survived after 2 years of war.
I'm Donna Water.
Pressing his focus on cleaning up Washington, D.C., President Trump has announced what he calls a press conference on crime and beautification. Says the event will take place later this morning. Investigators working to determine the cause of the Sunday house fire. It killed four children and two adults in Waldorf, Maryland. As ferocious wildfires burn across parts of the West, torrential rain has brought destructive flash flooding to parts of the plains and the Midwest. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 89 points. This is SRN News. Atheists attack the Army.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is demanding that the U.S. Military Academy at West Point remove the school crest from Bibles that are made available to the cadets. A formal letter of protest has been sent to Army Secretary Daniel Driscoll, calling the Bibles a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. The secretary is not backing down, however, telling Fox News that the Bibles encourage the West Point credo of duty, honor, country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Air Force will deny early retirement options for transgender service members with 15 to 18 years of service. Instead, they're being separated without retirement benefits. This decision means transgender service members must choose between a lump sum separation payment or leaving the service without benefits. An Air Force spokesman confirms that no exceptions to this policy have been approved. This is SRN News. A fender bender in Atlanta.
Delta says one of its planes clipped another aircraft while pushing back from the gate in Atlanta over the weekend. The airline says the wing of the plane reportedly made contact with an empty aircraft. That flight was scheduled to travel from Atlanta to Guatemala City. Passengers were transferred to another plane following a slight delay. No injuries were reported. Jason Walker reporting.
London police say a total of 532 people were arrested over the weekend when supporters of a pro-Palestinian group recently outlawed as a terrorist organization intentionally broke the law to test the government's ability to enforce the ban. The vast majority of those detained were arrested for displaying placards declaring their support for the group, that in violation of the United Kingdom's anti-terror laws. More details at srnnews.com.